A lot of folks in the city of Cleveland this morning feeling betrayed.
Yeah, prized NBA free agent LeBron James is taking his superstar talents to South Beach, where he's joining Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh on a suddenly transformed Miami Heat team.
I'll say. And joining us live from New York City, Associated Press basketball writer Brian Mahoney. Brian, let's start with this. Was I crazy to think there was a chance LeBron was going to the Knicks?
No, not at all. I mean, a lot of people thought that. I think the Knicks thought that, which is why they undertook their plan to, you know, create salary cap space, really threw away 2 years trying to, you know, basically just cut costs and everything. You know, I think they never would have done that if they didn't think there was a good shot they'd get LeBron.
Now, you know, LeBron says it was all about winning a championship, winning it soon, winning multiple championships. And certainly they have a superstar team now with three players, but they don't have anybody else but those three players, maybe a couple of others. So how realistic is it that they're going to do really well, at least in the near term?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they fill out that roster. You're absolutely right. I think a lot depends on, you know, these three guys have said they'll take less money. I think it depends how much less money they really take to see how much is left over. Because right now, you know, Miami is not, there's not a ton of space left. I mean, they'll be able to get guys who will come play for cheap for a chance to win a title in a, you know, in a great city with great weather and everything. But at the same time, you still have to be able to pay them a little bit of money. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. Right now, you're going to say they're going to be a very, very good team, but it's hard to say they're going to be a champion quite yet until you see what else they can do.
I don't know if you've heard this. We've heard it this morning, word that Pat Riley is making a play to get get Derek Fisher to leave the Lakers to come play for the team.
I hadn't heard that yet this morning, but you know what? I had heard earlier in the, you know, in free agency here that that would be a target. Yeah, I mean, obviously the Lakers don't seem to want to, they seem to want Derek Fisher to take a pay cut, and Miami, if they have the proper money, it's the kind of thing would be very attractive for Derek. That's the kind of team they're going to have to fill out, you know, veteran guys who will probably not, you know, take a ton of money, you know, for a chance to win one more ring. I think there's a chance they definitely want to have that conversation.
Oh, they better not. That's all I can say about that one. But when it comes to Cleveland, you know, obviously a lot of disappointment there. Well, there's five cities that were disappointed, but Cleveland especially, their homegrown talent leaving. And there were some really ugly things said by the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He released this statement. What's the reaction in the sports world to what he had to say?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really seen anything like that. You know, we knew, obviously, this was going to be a crushing blow for Cleveland for all the reasons you said, and this is their hometown guy. And even up to the very end, you know, yesterday all day when people were starting to say it was going to be Miami, I don't think Cleveland ever gave up hope. They thought LeBron would come on TV and you know, say, I'm staying home. The attraction is, you know, it's too hard to leave. But when he did not, yeah, I mean, obviously, this, you know, the owner said some amazingly hard things, you know, a cowardly betrayal and, you know, and just, you know, those are, like I've always said, you know, when a breakup happens, either you stay friends afterward or you hate each other. And I think the owner's choosing to hate each other right now.
Yeah. Here's a guy, LeBron James. He's got the word loyalty tattooed on his chest. And next hour, I don't know, you know about the LeBron grandmas? It's about 200 grandmas in Cleveland who do nothing but support LeBron and go out, and they're boosters for LeBron. And we're going to talk to them next hour and find out how they're feeling. But there's just got to be a pail over the city of Cleveland today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is a, you know, this is a team that we hear, you know, we've heard about their championship drought in any sport 45 years. And, you know, LeBron was going to be the guy to not only end it, but he's going to end it as a guy, you know, from Ohio who understands their pain, you know, all the heartbreak they've had. So the fact that he just added to it and possibly added to, you know, the fact that he went on TV and did this and, you know, apparently wasn't in contact with the team. There was a lot of things not to like if you're a Cleveland fan and even as just as a regular observer. I mean, if you wanted to leave, there were a lot of ways you could have left and maybe kind of softened the blow a little bit. And this kind of seemed like the almost the harshest way to do it to those people.
Yeah, it is. It's how I feel bad for Cleveland. I was the one here in this station pulling for him to still stay at Cleveland. But but I like LeBron. I'm going to watch him in Miami like I watched him in Cleveland, and we will see how he does with his new superstar team. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Associated Press basketball writer Brian Mahoney.
You think vuvuzelas are loud. Wait till you hear the Cleveland crowd when the Heat makes their first trip over to the arena there. It's 5:37.